Welcome, and thank you for standing by. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. All participants are in a listen-only mode for the duration of today's call. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Chairwoman Gladys Dutrieuil. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this 17th meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2021. At this time, I'd like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us today for today's meeting. When I call your name, please acknowledge your presence. Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Present.
Vice Chairman John Coleman.
Present.
And I am present, Gladys Dutrieuil. So we have a quorum. Just want to remind everyone at today's meeting, which is open to the public, the commission will act on various matters. There's no opportunity for the public to address the commission at this public meeting. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the commission's website later today. The first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of October 28, 2021, and I will call upon Vice Chairman Coleman, who is the editor of the minutes.
Well, thank you, Chairman. I have reviewed the minutes of the October 28, 2021 public meeting, and I move that they be approved as submitted. Thank you.
Thank you. You've heard the motion of Vice Chairman Coleman. Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion or objection to the minutes? If there's no objection, the minutes will be approved as submitted. Hearing no objection, calling upon our Secretary Rosemary Chiavetta, who will lead us through this morning's agenda.
Good morning, Madam Chairman and Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices offer the following items for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page 1 with matters presented by Director Monahan and the Bureau of Audits, recommending that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 1, beginning with the default service supply audit of the Duquesne Light Company and ending with the transmission service charge audit for the Duquesne Light Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 2 and matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance, it is recommended that the Commission adopt an omnibus motion, both items on page 2, beginning with the secretarial letter issued in the complaint and petition of Edward Schwartz versus the Delaware and Hudson Railway Company, doing business as the Canadian Pacific Railroad, and the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, and continuing the omnibus on page 3 to include both items, ending the omnibus with the application of Envoy America.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 4 and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion all three items on page 4, beginning with the affiliated interest agreement of Aqua Pennsylvania, and continuing the omnibus to include all three items on page 5, and including and ending the omnibus with the single item on page 6 regarding the security certificate filed by the PECO Energy Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 7 and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau. It is recommended that the Commission adopt, in an omnibus motion, both items on page 7, beginning with the report of the annual Pennsylvania Universal Service Fund and ending with the recommendation of the North American Numbering Plan Administrator to create a new overlay area code in the 484610 NPA geographic region.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 8 and matters presented by Chief Administrative Law Judge Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the recommended decision of Deputy Chief ALJ Cheskis and ALJ Collins in the application of Veolia Environment, Veolia North America, Suez Water, and Suez Water Bethel.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Before we adjourn today's meeting, I would like to place comments on the record on behalf of the Commission in terms of electric competition. What many may not know or remember, this week in Pennsylvania, we hit a significant milestone. It was 25 years ago on December 3rd, 1996, that Pennsylvania's Electric Generation Customer Choice and Competition Act was signed into law. This act literally changed decades of law and policy in Pennsylvania in which electric power generation was owned by the utility company. The law was a catalyst in bringing down high electric prices to the national average, and the act increased consumer control over decision-making when it came to electric generation. I would add that an often overlooked facet of the law is not even related to electric generation, as the act established the customer assistance programs that have been assisting hundreds of thousands of income-qualified electric consumers maintain critical electric utility service. At the time, Pennsylvania was the vanguard, becoming one of the first states to restructure its markets as we quickly rose to national leader status in the realm of electric competition. 2.5 decades later, our Commonwealth remains among the top states with a mature electric market that is both competitive and protects consumers. A vibrant, competitive market means more choices, more products, and more opportunities for both residential and business consumers to save. Millions of Pennsylvania residents and small businesses have chosen to participate in the competitive marketplace, taking advantage of thousands of products offered from hundreds of electric generation suppliers. The PUC is proud that many of those product offerings are found on PA PowerSwitch, the PUC's nationally recognized electric shopping website that has been a national model that several other states have emulated. Every year, several hundred thousand electric customers shop on PA PowerSwitch, some of them shopping for the lowest prices, but some shopping for a certain product such as renewable energy. Over the years, renewable energy options have increased in popularity and become more affordable. The PUC's electric retail choice reports now show that one out of every four residential shoppers are buying renewable products. In the months and years ahead, we anticipate even more new and dynamic product offerings, such as time of use, will enter the market, yet another positive sign of how competition has succeeded in Pennsylvania. Competition continually evolves and moves forward on many fronts. I, along with my colleagues, are proud of the work the Commission has done and continues to do with market enhancements, consumer protections, and consumer education. One of the PUC's most significant steps forward was the creation of the Office of Competitive Market Oversight, or OCMO. Comprised of representatives from several PUC bureaus, OCMO keeps open vital lines of communication among the PUC, utilities, and suppliers. Without question, competition in the Commonwealth has benefited from the ongoing dialogue and sharing of ideas related to monitoring the competitive market, adopting changes in laws and regulations, enhancing consumer protections, and promoting sound consumer education. Pennsylvania was one of the first states to promulgate supplier marketing rules, rules that the PUC will soon be looking to revise and update again to address market evolution, current concerns, and advances in technology. The PUC recognizes that it's not only about consumer interest, but also about consumer trust, and that choosing to be in the competitive market should be a benefit and not a burden. Through our offices of communication, the Commission continually educates consumers on both the shopping process and the market protection afforded them. Whether online or in the field, the Commission continues its outreach so that consumers can make informed decisions and feel more confident about doing business in a competitive market. Moving forward, I would like to think that the Commission will remain in the forefront in helping to usher in more innovation into the marketplace. 21st century market innovations can relate to everything dealing with the production, storage, and management of the consumption of electricity, including the ongoing build-out of electric vehicle infrastructure. Additionally, in support of an anticipated uptick in the time-of-use products, the Commission is currently updating PA Power Switch with additional educational content on both time-of-use and renewables, and will continue to enhance the website as other dynamic product offerings enter the market. We appreciate the vision and efforts of so many as we think about where we started and how far we have come in 25 years. I'd like to think that energy competition has served Pennsylvania's well for decades and will continue to do so for more decades to come. So thank you very much. I also want to thank everyone for joining us for today's PUC public meeting. And with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Vice Chairman Coleman. I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. Is there a second?
Unora second.
Commissioner Unora seconds it. I'm assuming there's no discussion. So all those in favor in adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. We are officially adjourned with the passage of that motion of 3-0. Thank you very much, everyone. We will see you for the next meeting.